We are just embarrassingly blessed. The riches of your, oh, it is just powerful to us. Thank you so very much. Your gifts of love. And you know, they didn't even know what song they were going to sing today.
No.
They come into church and they don't even know what the song is. They just get that call and they answer that call, and you answer it faithfully and joyfully. And Stacy up there on the soundboard, he come walking in from the parking lot. He didn't have a light turned on in the office. Hey, we need you on the soundboard. And there he is up there in the soundboard covering us out. You just really, really never know how things are going to go. It's the way it is, the way it is. So school has started. It's all going so good so far, right? Everything okay? I hope. Yeah? Well, yeah. Seems to be kind of mixed feelings about school. Yeah, that's, you know. Well, some of you might remember that the first Sunday of the month, I gave a pre-assessment test. Remember that? I gave a test, and you all passed. Remember that? Remember? And then last week we had the PE test, you know, and that one we all didn't. Some of us had a doctor's note that we were excused from having to do that test, you know. But we're at the end of the month. So I thought it would be a good idea to do an end of the month evaluation, just to see how things are going. So here are the questions. You just say yes, you can say amen, you can raise your hand, however you want to say. All right. How many of you believe God is creator?
Amen.
How many of you believe God calls people?
Amen.
How many of you believe God consecrates people? How many of you believe that God created you, called you, and consecrated you as well?
Amen.
Good. Because a lot of times people say, oh no. Oh no. I'm not going to serve as a deacon. He's trying to trick me into something. He's trying to make me be a counselor at summer camp or something. I'm not raising my hand. I'm not. But see, you guys, you answered it. Just as God knew Jeremiah. Before Jeremiah was born, before Jeremiah even knew that there was going to be a Jeremiah, God has also called us. You see, this is not a history lesson about how God used Jeremiah. This is a lesson for us today about how God is using us. And God created us. God formed us. God was in our lives before we were even a twinkle in somebody's eyes. God has called us. God has created us. God has consecrated us. And a lot of times, too many times, people make insecurity an idol in their life. Make insecurity an idol. And it causes us to stumble up and to trip up what God wants us to do. And the number one way you know that you have that idol in your life and in your heart and in your mind is when you call God a butt god. Yeah. Did you hear that in Jeremiah? But God, I'm only a you. And God calls us and we say, but God, I'm too busy. But God, I'm not smart enough. But God, I'm only a Miami Dolphin fan. Anytime we try to tell God, I am only. Anytime we try to say, but God, we are seeing our limitations instead of God's possibilities. God calls us. God created us. God knows us. God knows exactly who we are. God doesn't make mistakes. God created us. There are no mistakes. When He calls us, when He anoints us, when He consecrates us, He knows exactly what He's doing. Quit trying to tell God what God can and cannot do. You've heard me tell you all this before. Look. I'm going to go ahead and do it. So, you were once a sperm. I said this in church one time. A little six-year-old looks at her mom. What's a sperm? What's a sperm? But you were once a sperm. And there was this race. There was this swimming race down this long, dark tunnel. And there were a million other sperms with you. And all of a sudden the starting gun went off and there was this race. And you swam and you swam and you swam. And you swam and you swam and you swam. And you swam and you swam and you swam. And guess what? You're the one that made it. You made Michael Phelps look like he was going backwards. You were the one that made it. You made it to that end. You made it to that. You are a winner. Don't tell God you can't do it. God already knows you can because you have.
Amen.
You have already done it. You have life. God has created you. God has called you. God has consecrated you. So many times you go, see people when they get old, they go, I don't know why God hasn't taken me. All my friends are going to think I didn't make it. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't. I don't know why God won't take me. I'll tell you why God won't take you. You haven't done your assignment yet. Nobody gets out till you've done your assignment. Everybody has an assignment. Everybody has a call. And your call, please, is not your career. Your call is not your gift. You can use your gift, you can use your career to bless God and to bless other people, but that's not your call. Do you know how when you know you're going to get a call? It's when the one you don't want. That's how you know it's a call. Was Jeremiah looking for it? No. Was Moses looking for it? No. That is never the way it's going to work. Look, you've read the Bible. You know these things. God doesn't look at our limitations. He doesn't even look at our abilities. All God is looking for is the person He created and called to do this specific task. God knows exactly what's God doing. And the rest of the world may not see the qualifications the same way. You've read the Bible. You know how it works. Remember a little girl named Mary? Little Mary. And God called her to what? To give birth to God's Son. She was barely out of childhood herself. No experience. Had never even had a babysitting job. Never done anything. And God says, no, you're it. You're going to carry Jesus. And do you know why? Because you've read the story. It works because nothing is impossible with God. God calls us and creates us and consecrates us not because of who we are, but because of who God is. And God looks at the world and He sees what's going on. And He says, this is what's needed right here. And please understand, your call has nothing to do with prosperity. All right, you are never going to hear me preaching prosperity gospel here. Okay? This is a lot more important than your bank account. A lot more important about whether you get a new car, or whether you get a promotion. God's plan is always going to be about the salvation of the world. And that's way more important than your wants or your wishes or your dreams. You've got to allow God to work in your life because God's saying there's a lot of people who need something. And you may not know what it is, but God does. And God will provide what is needed. That's how it works. If you've read the Bible, you know, all right, the judge Deborah needed a general and God provided Barak. Moses, remember him? God provided a stick. There's always a provision. Mary, God provided Joseph. For you, you say, well, what did God give me? What did God give me? God gave each of us Jesus.
Amen.
And in that gift of Jesus, we are reminded that God will always be with us. As you continue to read through Jeremiah, you're going to find out all kinds of challenges that people went through. This was a hard time for the people of Israel. This was a difficult time for the kingdom of Judah. A lot of bad things were getting ready to happen. Hard times, bad times. And Jeremiah is telling them, but God is still with you. And the same thing for us. We go through hard times, bad times, hurtful times, shameful times, difficult times. There are times when we are overwhelmed with challenges, mired down in disappointments, wondering about depressions and all the other things that come up to our lives. And God says, but I am with you. Not to give us an endeavor to persevere speech, but to just remind us we're not alone. And the challenges we're facing and the obstacles that are in front of us, God is there with us, giving us guidance, helping us, strengthening us, because what we have to say and what we have to do is important. Way more important than whether or not we're comfortable about it. Way more important than whether or not we feel qualified about it. God sees us for who we truly are. And not the way we think we are. Not the way we think is. It's not, again, about our ability. It's about God and what God does for us. God is is the one that does the things that make powerful things. One of the things you do, when you read through Jeremiah, is, you know, everybody likes Isaiah. Isaiah is the one that had the vision, you know, with God on his throne and the angels and the coal, you know. Oh, and he's the one that has that great saying, "Here am I, send me." You don't hear that in Jeremiah. You don't hear Jeremiah saying that. And what does Jeremiah say? Nobody wants to hear what Jeremiah says. If you read through the book of Jeremiah, you find out that Jeremiah is called to preach, but the people don't want to hear what he has to say. They don't want to hear the truth of God's word. They don't want to hear the truth of how God is working. They don't want to hear anything about that. And sometimes people forget, but Jeremiah is also the one that says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous branch from David." Remember, that's the banner that goes right over there on that wall, all right? The righteous branch. Where does that promise come from? Jeremiah. Yeah, there's doom. Yeah, there's a destruction. Yeah, there's all kinds of... That's the promise of God. "I know the plans I have for you," is his prophecy. "Plans for good and not for evil." Where's that? That's in Jeremiah. As the people are watching Babylon tear down the walls and tear down the temple, what does Jeremiah have to say? "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant. I will put my law within their heart, and they will be my people. I will be their God, and they will be my people." God creates us, God calls us, God consecrates us, not always because it's glorious or exciting or even successful, but because it is necessary to provide the step and opportunity to bring God's hope and salvation and grace to people who are going through those hurting, difficult, challenging times. God is calling us. Now, I know for some of us, we're kind of on the other end of the Jeremiah story. You know what I mean? We're not in chapter 1. Okay, we're not in chapter 1 anymore. We are no longer a child. We are no longer a youth. Some of us aren't even young adults anymore. Maybe we're hitting middle age, and maybe we're thinking our best years are behind us. Maybe we're a little bit older and we know we've lost a step. Maybe we're elderly and we're using a walker. But God is still using us. There is no retirement plan with God. God continues to write the story of our lives. Quit stealing the pen. Let God work in your life. Listen to what God has to say. God can use people who don't have it all together. I'll tell you right up front, I don't have it all together. I don't even know where it all is. I wouldn't recognize it if it fell on me. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it looks like. And I don't know where I put it. I don't want to brag, but I can forget things while I'm doing them. I am an old cracked pot. But some of you may know the story of the old cracked pot. About the man who had the two pots. And every day he'd go down to fill them up with water. Had this yoke across his shoulder, went to the creek, filled them up with water. But by the time he capped back up home, one of the pots was still full. But the only other one was only half full. It was an old, cracked pot. And he told the man, he says, "You need to put me away. You need to put me away someplace. I'm no longer useful. I'm no longer good. I can no longer hold what you need me to hold." And the man looks at the pot and says, No. "You have a purpose, and I have a plan, and tomorrow I will show you what it is." So that day, the next day, they go down to the creek. He's got the two pots. He fills them up with water. And as he's coming back up from the creek, he points to the cracked pot and he says, "Now look. Look at these flowers here, only on this side of the path. I threw seed along this path, and every day you have watered it. You have brought life. You have brought beauty where there was dirt. You have brought hope where there was death. You are a vessel of God's love and grace. The message of Jeremiah is not about a little boy. It's about us. No one is too old. No one is too broken. No one is too worn that God can't use us. We are vessels of God's grace. Crackpots for Christ. However we want to look at ourselves. That's what we do. Vessels of God's love. Vessels of God's grace. And when we are faithful to answer God's call, other people then are blessed with hope. They are blessed with love. They are blessed with grace. Because God has created you. God has called you. And God has consecrated with you. And God is with all of us. Amen. Amen.